This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSwim.com, AVSFAM.com.
Holy hell. So it finally happened. Matthew Shane got traded, and I expected it, but I didn't. And I don't usually podcast during a game, but then again, he doesn't usually get traded during a game. And it was so weird the way that he left the ice. Like, he knew what was up, right? I'm not going to say Como knew. Como was like, what the hell, dude? Am I really that messed up from getting a puck to the head? Why are you following me out of here? But I have to say, it really sucks now that Duchene is gone, and I do hope the best for him. It sounds like we got a good deal, even though everybody's being very cautious with all that fake news out there these days to make sure that they have the right thing posted and saying who we get back. Either way, the Duchene era is officially over, and like I said on Twitter, I feel like my dog just got ran over, and I hope we get a really cool puppy. So the reaction from the fans on Twitter is kind of similar. A lot of people agree that it really sucks, but yeah, it probably was time. I mean, the odds of signing him again weren't very good, and there's always the baggage that goes with that, right? It's like he walked in once and found the Avs cheating on him with some other dude, and while they made up and said that they were over it and they were going to move on, you never really do. That's never really going to happen. There was always going to be something weird, and I have to say the way that Sakic dealt with it is cold-blooded. Sakic doesn't have nearly the heart that I thought he did. He's much more of a businessman, and I think the haul that we get back once that's verified is going to prove that he is, in fact, a better GM than all of us really think that he is. And he probably learned that from Pierre Lacroix. As a matter of fact, I think somewhere Pierre Lacroix is going, good on you, Joe, good on you. On a side note, it's really interesting to see all these people trying to get the scoop on something. The Post just put something out that said that Matt Duchene said this, 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 or this, and then they got the scoop out there right away, so there was like a tweet's worth of information. But Adrian Dater is the first guy that I saw to say, yes, there's in fact been a trade, details to come. BSN followed up quickly after that. I'm guessing Adrian on the other end of that one. You know, for me, it's authenticity when it comes to the media, and I have to say BSN is still eating everybody else's lunch. But I digress. So the Avs are playing a hockey game, man. They're down a couple goals, a couple really weird, fluky goals that, you know, you would have liked to see those go away the minute the Duchene was traded. But we did score a goal right after that. McKinnon did, and it looks like the guys are playing some pretty decent hockey. This has to be a gut check, though, for every guy on the ice right now to go, you know what, doesn't matter who you are, eventually you can't be traded. Oh, man, I'm like rambling back and forth. This is so weird. So another interesting thing. Duchene finally comes out of the locker room and cameras all over it like some reality show, right? It reminded me of the exact opposite feeling that we saw when Foote came back and cameras followed him down the hall. He was rushing, trying to get out of his suit and into his hockey gear. I've seen a lot of strange and memorable moments in my time as an Avs fan, but this one's going to be right up there with the rest of them. Right up there with that Foote situation that we talked about. Sakic handing the cup to Waugh. Or when Gusev swallowed his tongue and they brought out some weird key thing to open up his jaw to pull it back out on the ice, and then he played later in that game. So what now? What's the next awkward? Well, how about playing two games against the team that you just got traded from? One of them in Sweden. Oh, and on the heels of Peter Forsberg saying that, you know what, they should bench Matt Duchene and just trade him at this point. There is so much weird going on in Duchene's life that I honestly hope that he just kind of scores a couple goals on us, gets that monkey off his back, and moves on to be the player that we all know that he can be. He hung with us for a long time. He was a team guy for a long time, even though he didn't get along with people, allegedly. Regardless, at the end of the day, Matt Duchene is no longer a member of the Colorado Avalanche, and feel about that however you will. This is a business, and this is a sport where the goal is very simple. We want to win the Stanley Cup. Everything that we do is in respect to that, whether it be this year, next year, setting up for the future, or trying to set up so that we have a really good decade. Sakic did what he had to do, and we move on. Stay awesome.